Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Todos los latinos con la mano arriba que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito. ¡Nos fuimos! 3, 2, 1, y...
Oh, here's how we do it on a 5 o'clock Friday. Dan Day is dancing. I see Chili Willy in the other room. His hair is bouncing around. Solana's man bun going right to left. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. And this is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Here we go! Everybody in your car, pump it up! This doesn't happen very often, but it is happening right now as we speak. Funky Buddha, by the way, their taproom Halloween party is this Saturday, tomorrow. Gonna be great. They always throw a great party. All right, good. I want to talk a second here because I got to do the recap and we got to do the Miami Dolphins injury report. So this comes to an end and I got to get headlines because we ran so late in the 4 o'clock hour with John Beeson. What? Look at Chili Willy. Look at what's going on over there. There is a party going on in the affiliate network studio. Best thing I've ever seen. Dan Day and Chili Willy. You can't see it. It's the best thing I've ever seen. It's the new Ernie and Bert. Oh my God. Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday is a different kind of vibe, but we do have a lot of stuff to get through this hour, including 15 minutes of heat. What? This is still going on. Chili Willy can't get any work done over there with this kind of music. Look at Dan Day. Dan Day can't contain himself. This is how you do it on a football Friday. There's no other way to do it on a football Friday. Get to that Funky Buddha tap room tomorrow for their Halloween party. That is going to be the jam. Woo! All right.
Enough already, right?
Is this finally ending?
Yeah, it's a short version today.
All right. Because it could go on for what? A whole nother verse? Is this real life? Can you imagine what a football Friday would be like if we weren't winless? The biggest party in the world. We're winless. And the Hurricanes lost to Georgia Tech last week. And look at this party. That's got to be the end, right? That's for real? That's the end?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know when this song ends anymore.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. Is this the 10-hour remix? What? I have to leave by 6. I have to leave by 6. The Holy Ghost has taken over Chili Willy. Oh, do I wish we had a video camera in here. Oh, my God. There's so much going on, too. All right, I'm giving everybody the injury report. I have to put an end to this at some point. This injury update is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. If you had a camera,
on Dan Day and Chili Willy in the other room, you would be dying laughing. That was as enjoyable as anything I've ever experienced. That was great. All right, here's a Dolphins injury report. Again, everything's a little haywire this week because the injury report is only released Thursday, Friday, then Saturday for the game, which is on Monday night. And the Dolphins right now are still 14-point underdogs on Monday night. Let me tell you who did not practice today for the Dolphins. Rashad Jones did not practice. Daniel Kilgore did not practice. My guess is neither of them are going to play on Monday. Josh Rosen, he had a limited practice yesterday, full practice today. Nick Needham had missed practice yesterday. He had a full practice today. And there's a whole bunch of players listed on the injury report. Pittsburgh Steelers, let me see if there's anybody... That is Mason Rudolph, full practice yesterday and today. Juju Smith-Schuster missed yesterday, illness, but he had a full practice today, so I'm guessing he's going to play. And there you have it. That is your injury report, and that's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. All right, before we get to the weekly recap from Dan Day, let's get headlines. What? He brought it back! It's what we call in comedy a callback. All right, get out of here with that. We need to do headlines here with Alejandro Solano. We're going to fall behind again like we did in the 4 o'clock hour.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Jimmy Butler will not play for the Miami Heat this weekend. They have a two-game weekend road trip. First tomorrow in Milwaukee. Then they'll be in Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. If you're just getting into your car, you hadn't heard Eric Spoelstra let the reporters know today that Jimmy Butler is going to miss the next two games. Missed Wednesday, and this all has to do with the birth of his daughter. And so he's going to miss the games in Milwaukee and Minnesota this weekend, which is a bummer for Heat fans. But obviously, the Miami Heat are very good about that with family leave, and Jimmy Butler will be taking advantage of that. So you will have no Jimmy Butler, no Deion Waiters. He's not traveling with the team either, even though his suspension is over. And I don't know if James Johnson is traveling either. Is he not going to be there also?
He will not play, no.
All right, so very interesting to see what goes on with the Heat this weekend.
Also, tomorrow at noon, you have UM at Pittsburgh. The Canes, again, looking for their fourth win of the season. They are now 4.5-point underdogs, right, Hawk?
Yeah, it's actually up to five.
It's up to five.
Yeah, they're getting five.
Yeah, Nakosi Perry, by the way, will be the starting quarterback tomorrow. Tate Martell is on a medical leave from the team.
So many texts coming in. What? I bleeping love you guys. You bleeping know how to make my bleeping day. Somebody else texts in, and we get this a lot. What is the name of the Telegraph song, which is the Morse code song, as I refer to it?
El Sonidito by the Hechiceros Band.
Can't get that crazy song out of my head. Yes, LMFAO. Replay that bleep, Solana. Someone says, just followed you, Solana. You need to get that blue check mark. Let's get you that blue check mark.
Blue right. check mark.
Yeah, on your Twitter account.
For my weather reports, maybe.
What else you got in the headlines?
Brian Flores said that Bobby McCain will play on Monday for the Miami Dolphins. Remember, he had that incident with some Buffalo Bills fans. The Dolphins said they would discipline him, but it was an undisclosed disciplinary action for the Dolphins. So it looks like it wasn't a one-game suspension.
A few more texts about the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Fantastic. Can't stop laughing. Next text, in tears. Next text, I am crying. Next text, what's the song's name and artist? This is fantastic. Next text, y'all are so damn stupid. Next one, holy hell, this bleep kills me. LMAO. Our friend Bam says, love this. Someone else texts in, this is musical crack. It's one after another. One more time, the name of the song, Solana.
El Sonidito by the Hechiceros Band. I'll tweet it out now if everybody wants the link to the song.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. He's going to tweet out the link because someone says, yes, I Shazam this, been dying to know the name of the song. Your Twitter account is?
At Alex M. Solana on Twitter.
Alex M. Solana, not Solan. Oh, somebody texts in, just pulled over, gotta get out of my car and start dancing. Thank you. People looking at me crazy, they have no idea. Love you guys. Somebody says, this bit and song never get old. Write that down. What? One after another. They love you, Solana. 5 o'clock, Perreo Friday. What else you got in the headlines, Papa?
FIU, pause up, Papa. They're looking for their fifth win. They're at Middle Tennessee, who are 2-5 this season, and they just lost their best player, as we learned from Lee Sterling. That's tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.
Somebody says that Morse code song is actually a song on Grand Theft Auto 5.
GTA 5. When you steal a taxi cab, it's one of the songs that, that comes
well, there
up.
There you go. Well, we're taking it back from them. What else you got? Anything?
And finally, Toyota just debuted a new device, Hawk. It's called the e-broom. And yes, it's an electronic broom to move you around. You can't fly on it, but you straddle it and it pushes you around while you wear rollerblades.
I'm always fascinated by the way you say electronic.
That's how I say it, electronic.
No, you say electronic because you've done that before. I got caught up on that. Oh, that's when you stole that Saturday Night Live joke. I get caught up with you saying electronic. So weird to me, electronic. On this day, by the way, this day 4 years ago, this is, you know, sometimes on Facebook the memories pop up. So on this day 4 years ago, I was on ESPNU in the morning. The day before, the night before, Miami had lost to Clemson 58-0. And I went on ESPN. They had me on, you know, via telephone, but my picture's up on the screen, and they're talking about Miami's 58-0 loss to Clemson. And I'm pretty sure that I said, while the loss was horrible, Al Golden's job is safe, and then he got fired that afternoon, like 3 hours after I went off ESPN. That happened 4 years ago today. You got weather, Solana?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. There may be some rain today in certain parts of South Florida, so be careful with that. Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right, there you go. Let's hear Dan Day. Dan Day, who is a very instrumental creature on this program, goes into the lab on Fridays. He takes some of the, I don't know if they're the best moments, but some of the more memorable moments that have happened on the Hockman and Crowder show during the week. He sets it all to music. He said today was going to be extra perreo. So here it is, the week that was on Hockman and Crowder.
Hockman.
Man Cave Monday, Twin Peaks, right there on University Drive. Perfect place to spend a little money.
Hot Hockman highlights.
It's some naked breath somewhere close to you.
Aye, aye, aye. Can't say so.
There's a video of UD at an outside basketball court, but he's kind of just playing with himself.
Ooh, caliente, Crowder, crowd pleaser.
Hockman and Crowder, bird.
Eso es un Hockman highlight.
I saw Moses Malone one time beat up a polar bear. One point.
Me encanta ese highlight.
So I gotta ask John. I'll whoop your ass, John.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
Yeah, on a screen pass, I literally crapped my pants right there.
Mmm, delicioso.
I'm please.
My favorite part every week is when a motorcycle drives by through my headphones. Dan Day, you outdid yourself once again.
Thank you. I was trying to actually do one in stereo, so maybe next week it'll be in all your headphones and different sides and everything.
All right, beautiful. You can put your headphones on. You can experience the week that was on Hockman and Crowder. Fantastic job. Dan Day there. You can follow him on Twitter, Dan Day Radio. Dan Day Radio. All right. Whew. Did I hit everything? I got the injury report. We got the week that was. We did the headlines. I got everything right. We're set for 15 minutes of heat.
Yeah, we are.
All right, we got to do 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around 2:15 and then again around 5:15. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is going to join us. He was at the Heat game Monday and Wednesday. Yeah. And he will join us and talk about the Heat. And so we'll do that next. Now, before we get to him, I want to talk about my friends at Caneswear. And I love Caneswear. You know, I rave about that store all the time. It's right there on University Drive in Davie. Brett is a super nice guy. And you'll walk in there. Like, I went there last Monday. So it's the first day after a Canes loss from that weekend. And you can go in there and, beyond just buying Canes merchandise or Dolphins merchandise or Panthers merchandise, you could actually talk with fellow Canes fans. You could talk through your feelings and your problems. So Caneswear is right there on University Drive in Davie. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel and hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats. They've got them in all sizes, men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They're your tailgating headquarters. When I tell you they've got everything Miami Hurricanes, I'm telling you everything Miami Hurricanes. The tents and chairs and tables and flags and decals and whatnot. But they've got, you know, the shot glasses, playing cards. Like, I'm trying to think of, you walk into that store, you can't even believe all the Hurricane stuff that they've got. Caneswear is also the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, CW Exclusive. They got it all under one roof there. It's just an amazing selection. So if you want Miami Hurricanes merchandise, they've got you covered. And I always remind you, if you're a Dolphins fan, there's no need to feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. And they've got Florida Panthers gear as well. So you can get all your Florida Panthers gear right there. It's Caneswear in Davie, located at 2511 South University Drive. And, of course, they're always open at caneswear.com. That is your website, caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. All right, we are off to a good start here in the 5 o'clock Football Friday Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Tom DeAngelo, he writes sports for the Palm Beach Post. And we're going to talk a little Miami Heat with them during our 15 minutes of Heat segment. That is next on Hochman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Woo! Woo! Love it on a Friday. This is Solana's wheelhouse.
I love it, too.
Friday, he's behind the ones and twos, and he looks like he belongs on a Friday. We'll my do wife, our...
My wife's Cuban. I've been going to these parties, boy. This is the music now.
Can't help but move.
Dan John D. Oh, they usually yell something early. There we go.
Azúcar!
I like that one, too.
We should give that to Don Bailey Jr. one week.
We should. Write
Azúcar! Hopefully in tomorrow's broadcast, he yells, Denise! From the Cosby Show. All right, we got to do 15 minutes of Heat here. We do it every day around this time. We're going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. 15 minutes of Heat. And today, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tom DeAngelo writes sports for the Palm Beach Post. He was at the Heat opener at the American Airlines Arena Wednesday, and we always enjoy talking with Tom DeAngelo. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about what we saw Wednesday. I was excited by some of it. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about the most pressing issue, I think, with the Miami Heat right now, which is, and we're all assuming Jimmy Butler will be back tomorrow night. I find it a little bit curious that Dion Waiters was suspended for game one and is now not traveling, but he'll be ready to go when they come back to Miami. What exactly is happening there?
That is a little strange. Other than now, and I know he, you know, there wasn't a conditioning issue with him during training camp, but remember, he did miss time last week because of a totally different, a family issue.
Right.
He was gone. So it's been about a week. So my thinking is that they're like, you know, let them get in this gym for, plus, you know, this is a little bit of a, probably an extension of, we're not happy with you. So let them get in the gym for 3 days while we're gone and get back to conditioning. I would guess that's got to be it. It's been a while since he's been with the team because of the family issue and then the suspension. So, you know, why jump back into it? And you know, besides, when you watch that game Wednesday night, where does Dion Waiters fit in?
That's a great question.
And Tom, when speaking of Waiters, and I'm thinking they're trying to trade him or move on from him. But
oh, absolutely.
Is he a coveted NBA talent? He's 8 years in. His best year is 15 points a game. Like, is he coveted?
Wow, is he really 8 years in?
Yes. 12 was his first year.
Holy moly.
I don't know coveted, but He's a good NBA player. And let's face it, he earned this contract off of a two-month stretch, mid-January to mid-March, before he got injured, before he hurt that ankle, on the year when they were in the midst of winning, going 30-9 to make up for the 30-11 to make up for the 11-30 start. So, and he played very well. I mean, that stretch, he's a borderline all-star, definitely, you know, somebody who can really help you in that stretch. But that's the only time we've seen that in his entire career, is that 2 months. Now, since then, is it fair to judge him since then because of the injuries with the ankle? No, I mean, he never really got back, and then he had surgery, and that's been his peak. So I do think that if they can get Deion Waiters on the court and get him playing – so he shows that he could help someone else, which I think is probably what they're thinking. Mindset is get him out there. Let's get him healthy. Let's see if he can show something so maybe we can move him at the trade deadline or at the worst next summer. Look, you could trade Hassan Whiteside's $27 million contract. You can trade anybody, anywhere, anytime. That's the way I look at it. Someone was picking up that guy's contract. So they've got to be looking as long as someone's healthy. Yes, you could probably find a way to move him, and that's what they've got to be doing. I mean, look at these perimeter players who all of a sudden they've got the guys who come on, Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero, and the addition of Jimmy Butler. Really, I mean, you don't want that, and plus you don't want that attitude in the locker room. Obviously they made that clear too by the suspension.
Yeah, it kind of seems like they're also taking a stronger approach than they have in the last few seasons, right? With the James Johnson non-conditioning punishment, and now Deion Waiters. It's like they kind of put up with Hassan for a couple of seasons, and it seems like the Heat have gone back to no more nonsense. We've got to win right now with Jimmy Butler, and we're not going to put up with that stuff.
Yep, the famous Pat Riley slippage quote we heard last April after the season ended with a non-playoff season. So, absolutely, I would have loved to seen this kind of crackdown with Hassan. What would have happened when Hassan called out Spo in the locker room that night when he didn't play? When Hassan, the night Hassan, right, I lost the game. I think it was in Detroit. When he said, "Yeah, but I did my job." After a loss, I mean, what would Hassan been suspended at all in this time here? But you're exactly right, and this was what Pat Riley said was going to happen moving forward. We saw it right away with James Johnson, which was a shocker because James Johnson is the last guy you thought would come in not in the heat, air quotes, heat condition. So that's where it started, and then the foolishness by Deion on Instagram, on the bench, and the complaining. It's unbelievable, a guy. And I remember specifically, we were in Mexico City when I asked him about coming off the bench that year, because that was a time where that he was, it was still not sure how he wasn't playing great. And I'm a starter. I'm not coming off the bench, And I remember writing that. It was no big deal then because it wasn't talked about. Now it's a big deal because he's not going to be starting. So it's just amazing. Didn't he learn anything from playing a year and a half with Dwayne Wade, who came off the bench for 91 of his final 93 games of his career? Didn't he learn anything from being a teammate of Goran Dragic, who's coming off the bench a year removed from being an all-star and being a starting point guard for the last 4.5 years? So, I don't think they can move him quick enough to get him out of this organization.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine is the most galling to Pat Riley is Dwayne Wade, who maybe we disrespected for several seasons by having him take less and whatnot. That dude came off the bench, and Goran Dragic came off the bench and said, "I want to be the sixth man of the year," because of it.
Yep.
And then Deion Waiters, who, like you said, based on a half of a season, got a decent contract, and he's saying, "Yeah, I'm not a bench player," which is, that's the part that would be galling to them. But let's talk for a second about Wednesday. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is with us. So you were down there, season opener. What was the most surprising? Was it Kendrick Nunn?
To me, it's Kendrick Nunn. I mean, I guess he would have started, because no one knew what the starting lineup was going to be if Jimmy Butler were there. But later on, Spo said that, it looks like he was going to go with the Kendrick Nunn, Justice Winslow backcourt. Jimmy Butler would have been the three, and then have Tyler Hero and Goran coming off the bench as that kind of the coming off the bench backcourt. But that I'll tell you what, you talk about this long line of Heat guys, and you know people, you know, make fun, you know, the Heat. Oh yeah, they, you know, they're always talking about players they find, and other organizations find, you know, have these hidden gems. But you go all the way back, and I remember going all the way back to the Ike Austins and the Vashon Leonards. I mean, you go to Udonis Haslam, and then, you know, Tyler Johnson, and there's so many of them. Is this the next guy, and could this be as good as any of the backcourt guys they have found that have just come off the scrap heap, undrafted guys? He can defend. He has energy. And I really like, because I don't know much of that. I didn't see any of this preseason games. And so I don't know much about the guy, but I really like what Spo said after the game about, he says he's never rattled. He's just the same guy. You don't know if you're winning by 20 or you're losing by 20. He just kind of has the same demeanor on the court. He's very steady. And that's perfect. And, you know, just the energy he'll bring. I'm going to be real curious to see if we're talking in April, and this is a guy who started, you know, who has started 70 games this year at 82, you know, winds up being the starting in the backcourt the whole year, because this could be a huge, huge addition and a guy you're paying relatively little money to and haven't given up anything for him. This could be big. And the other thing part about it, guys, is if you get they're trying to fast track this getting back to being a contender. And Jimmy Butler certainly did that. When you come into the offseason, $30 million over the cap, to be able to sign a max guy is just, that's working. You know, that's kind of, you know, no one expected that. But the more guys you add up, they're a star. I think everybody would admit they're another star away from being a contender. Most teams that are contenders now gone away from the three-headed stars to two. It takes two now. And they've got one. They've got one of the top 15 players. You've got to probably get another one who's better than Jimmy Butler. The more guys you have to involve in trades, and if all these guys work out and you have all these commodities, you know, that doesn't mean they're all going to be here when they're good. It could be a couple, two or three guys that you're able to – that's the reason you're able to get the next superstar here. So for every reason possible, this has been a really good thing. If what we saw the other night is anything close to what we're going to see for the season from Kendrick Nunn.
This is interesting. So Spo has just said that Jimmy Butler is not going to travel with the team for Saturday or Sunday's game because he's a new father and
right.
And he's going to spend time with his girlfriend and the baby. So let me get Channing's
reaction.
Right,
we kind of knew that the other night.
We knew that, we knew that it was a baby, yeah. But now you're going to miss the first three games of your Heat tenure of this. Crowder, you're a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm. Time to play. You can't breastfeed that baby. Tom, he doesn't have breasts. He has no memory glands like a woman. He can't breastfeed that baby. You miss a week, you come back. The baby can't even focus right now.
Yeah, I have no idea what the circumstances are. I don't know if she's in Miami or if he's in Miami. I don't know. It is interesting. It seems like what is baseball, a 3-day fraternity thing?
I don't know what the official three days.
But it's interesting, you know. But it just doesn't. First of all, in the long run, what's okay? It's three games, two more road games. It gives a lot of these younger players more time. You get to see these guys two more games. There's an upside to it. And now his first game in a Heat uniform will be in American Airlines Arena just 6 days later than we thought it would be.
It's interesting because, you know, we do remember a couple seasons ago they missed the playoffs because of one game, you know, and I remember that season coming on the next day and saying, well, we can't ever fall into the trap of, well, it's just one game out of 82 again. And obviously, look, I would defer. I don't know the situation with the birth and the medical situation, if there's anything.
Exactly. Do we know if everybody's okay?
Correct.
There's just a lot of things in there.
But that's not news that I expected. Like, you know what I mean? Crowder, you've been around professional athletes your entire life. I mean, to miss a game the day of the birth, I understand. To miss the next two, and it's been a very big deal, obviously, Jimmy Butler coming to the Miami Heat in his debut.
Remember, Wade missed about a week and a half when he gave birth to his daughter.
He wasn't new to the team, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of a lost season. Like that, I feel like this is a little bit of a different situation. Again, I'm withholding anything because I don't know the situation. The there can be medical problems during childbirth, so I don't know anything about the situation. But I do think it's interesting.
and I'm going to look at it like, you know, just off the top, just on paper. They're going to Milwaukee. They're probably not going to win anyway. I think Milwaukee is the best team in the East. It's Minnesota. I guess the game's winnable, just like the other night. They come out of this 1-1, and they come into Jimmy Butler's debut next Tuesday, 2-1. It's probably where they would have been anyway if Jimmy Butler had played. So we'll speculate that far and see. And then again, wait to see what he says Monday or Tuesday, whenever the next time we're able to talk to him.
Very interesting, though. Very interesting. All right, so Jimmy Butler will not be with the Heat in Milwaukee or Minnesota Saturday or Sunday. But just to wrap it up, put a bow on it, Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is with us. To wrap it up, put a bow on it, you liked what you saw Wednesday night. You feel like there's a little something here.
I saw more from Justin Winslow than I thought I'd see. I like the way he came out and said it. Everybody thought it was kind of disrespectful. Goran, I want to be the starting point guard. I don't think he wasn't being disrespectful to Goran. He's just talking that I would like to start. Okay. And he put his money where his mouth was. He really looked pretty good. He's not a true point guard. There's some things that he needs to get better at. But, you know, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. 27 points. He's not the greatest outside shooter. This team, one thing we're going to find is going to be a lot. It's not going to be the three-point shooting team that we've seen in past Heat teams. They're not a great three-point shooting team. Tyler Hero may be their best three-point shooter. Well, Duncan Robinson technically should be, but he hasn't shot well. So, but yeah, I mean, Bam's going to be whoever starts at center, Bam at center, and either whoever starts between Leonard and Kelly Olynyk, they'll be the fours. I like that. You know, I like them, that combination there. And the backcourt is going to be exciting with the if you have Hero and if Justice and Nunn and Hero Justice as a starting point guard and Goran as a backup point guard, it's a pretty good team. It'll be interesting when Jimmy Butler comes back and Tyler Hero settles in on coming off the bench with Goran. You can have some pretty good. I'm really curious to see what Spo's rotations are, but they're deep, they're young, they're exciting. Something in it different, which is what we haven't had the last 3 years.
And I don't think I heard you mention Chris Silva. Let's not forget he's doing it with blocks.
And what, in 2 weeks he'll be in Sioux Falls.
What a ride it will have been. Tom DeAngelo.
When you look at it, they had the three best rookies on the floor the other night, and Ja Morant was on the floor as the number two pick overall.
Actually,
and
you're right.
These guys were more. They said these two guys were more impactful in that game, all three of them, than Ja Morant was. So
yeah.
That's saying something.
You're right. Tom DeAngelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post. Thank you for making time for us, Tom.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. 15 minutes of Heat. We do it every day at this time. Very interesting news about Jimmy Butler there. The Heat is very good with giving paternity leave. And, again, I don't know the whole story. I do know that it's that shocked me because everyone was certain. That's why I think that may be a medical issue, because everyone seemed certain that he was going to be there Saturday night. Remember, Spo said on Wednesday, he's going to miss one game. It's fine. And then we had Mike Inglis on yesterday, and I said, are we certain that he's going to be back Saturday? Yes, that's what we've been told and whatnot. So maybe there is a medical issue. So obviously, and that's not uncommon when giving birth.
And I would say, too, with medical side, if it's something there, because I've took a strong stance against Wade. The Texas is sitting. Remember Whiteside missed time? He had a baby. And he
I don't remember
time.
That.
Yeah, well, we weren't worried about him. He never played.
He had already worn out his welcome.
He would have never made a baby with Spo because Spo hated him at the time, but his girl still liked him. But, yeah, he missed time. But I said, if it's something medical, if the baby has some problems, it's in the NICU
or the girlfriend,
Or the girlfriend, I'm with you 100%. Yep. Stay with your loved ones. If the baby fell out and is 100% healthy, get your ass back to work. I'm serious about that. Go back to work. Text line says, hey, Crowder, it's different. There's only 16 games in NFL where you played, and there's 82 in basketball. It's different. Hawk, you bring up a great point. How many teams miss the playoffs or miss a higher seed by one or two games a year? Like, it's easy to just throw these first, you know, before Christmas we always talk about doesn't mean anything. It really does mean something. We don't want to make it mean anything, but it does. Like, if something's wrong medically, I'm with you. If not, bro, go to work, man. Go play basketball. Fly back. This is not 1950. Fly out there, play the game. You could be on a flight, a private plane, 30 minutes after the game ends. Fly back to your baby. Like, just go play basketball. Come on.
Very interesting story.
The baby sleeps 20 hours a day.
Oh, my God. I wish my kid still slept 20 hours a day.
You sleep 20 hours
a day. I'm trying to get to the point where I sleep 20 hours a day.
That's our Friday final segment song. Little Houdini, Freaks Come Out at Night. Love this song. I've had a couple songs stuck in my head. Then I was with my kid, had a basketball game yesterday. He's 15 years old. And his friend came out, and she was in the car with us. And I played for them a song that we played for Solana yesterday, Tougher Than Leather, Run DMC. Which I think is a legendary banger, and they both hated it. It's from the 80s, you know. But they hated it. And I've got this new song that I cannot stop listening to. It's Petey Crack. Anybody know this guy? Miho over at Power 96 was telling me he's like an old-school Philly rapper. I just heard it on the radio, and the song, I think he told me he was like 9 or 10 years old. Petey Crack, More Towels. I'm telling you, songs of bangers. Anybody know that song? 67974 on the text machine. 67974. Does anyone know Petey Crack, More Towels? Text line is 67974. Text on Hockman and Crowder, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Crowder had to leave a segment early here. He's on his way to Fort Myers U School. Playing in Fort Myers. And I got one more reminder before we move on here. Those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up on November 16th, it's our Dribble Drive against cancer. We've got the Dribble Drive Challenge. Goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and then there's the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena, and you can form teams now and donate at heathelpcure.org, heathelpcure.org. I saw the, and 5 o'clock is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, Funky Buddha Brewery. That is the place. They got their big Halloween bash tomorrow. You'll want to be there for that. Somebody texts in, I follow Petey Crack on Instagram. He's crazy. Oh, okay. I'm going to do that. You're shaking your head. Have you ever heard the song, Solana?
I mean, I listened to it today after you told me. It's a terrible song.
That is so, you are so incorrect.
Terrible song, and nobody's actually heard of Petey Crack. Like, this person's lying to you. Probably doesn't even have an Instagram.
Somebody text in? Yes, I love that song. Petey Crack. I'm telling you, you're disrespecting, like, the Uncle Luke of Philly.
No, no.
Somebody text in, what do you know about Petey Crack? I don't know anything about him, but I'm totally into the song, More Towels. Put that on the playlist for next week. More Towels, Petey Crack.
Yeah, I'll need a week to censor it.
And then I want to, somebody says that song went hard about 10 years ago, though. That's all right. Playing catch up. So the line I see for Heat Bucks tomorrow night is Bucks minus 9.5. Where are you staying on that? I just feel like they're outclassed against Milwaukee without Jimmy Butler. If you're just getting in your car, Jimmy Butler is not going to travel with the team. He's going to stick around. They just had a baby, he and his girlfriend, and so he's going to miss the games in Milwaukee and Minnesota. I just think they're outclassed there, man. So I don't know. Are they 9.5 points outclassed?
I don't think so. Like, even without Jimmy Butler, if Kendrick Nunn can put on even half of the performance he gave you opening night, if Justice Winslow plays up to what we're expecting of him, I think that he can hang in there on the road. They play well on the road all the time.
Then Sunday night, I don't know what the line will be. You won't know till after Saturday, but that'll be the second night of a back-to-back in Minnesota, although Minnesota's not a good team.
Minnesota beat Brooklyn, though.
I don't think Brooklyn's a good team. Kyrie went off, but I don't think Brooklyn's a good team.
Did you see his last shot, by the way?
No.
The little circus shot that he took. It's worth looking up. It was basically a chance to tie the game in overtime. He does like a spin on the ground to evade the defender and like ends up just throwing up a shot. He missed it, but it was pretty funny.
Somebody texts in, Petey Crack is a legend. Tell Solana.
Where?
Somebody says, Solana needs to get both songs. They're both bangers. Yep. Totally agree. So anyway, the Heat will be 9.5-point underdogs tomorrow night. Hurricanes are 5-point underdogs tomorrow. And the Dolphins are 14-point underdogs on Monday. There's a lot going on, though, because what we learned today, if you missed any of the show, we learned Nikosi Perry is going to be the starter for the Hurricanes tomorrow. We learned that Tate Martell is going to miss the game due to medical leave, whatever that means. It's not an injury. It's medical leave, so Tate Martell won't even be there. And we learned Jimmy Butler is not going to travel with the Heat. Lots going on. In fact, when you talk about what we learned, do you have Dan Day's montage of everything you may have missed this week? Dan Day puts together a little musical montage of all the things you may have missed on the Hockman and Crowder Radio Extravaganza. Here is what you may have missed this week.
Crowder.
Man Cave Monday, Twin Peaks, right there on University Drive. Perfect place to spend a little money.
Hot Hockman highlights.
It's some naked breath somewhere close to you.
Ay, 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 can't say so.
There's a video of UD at an outside basketball court, but he's kind of just playing with himself.
Ooh, caliente, Crowder, crowd pleaser.
Hockman and Crowder, bird.
Eso es un Hockman highlight.
I saw Moses Malone one time beat up a polar bear. One punch.
Me encanta ese highlight.
So I gotta ask John, I'll whoop your ass, John.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
Yeah, on a screen pass, I literally crapped my pants right there.
Mm-mm-mm, delicioso.
I'm pleased.
It's a great story there. You hear just a little clip of it from John Offerdahl. We were at Offerdahl's in Boca yesterday, and Offerdahl spent an hour with us, and he told us a great story about actually crapping his pants during a screen pass that he was covering. It's a great story. You can download all our podcasts, all the stories and whatnot. You have to have the radio.com app. So wherever you get your apps, look at the radio.com app, download it, subscribe to our podcast. It's free. And you could use the brand new radio.com rewind feature, which essentially turns your radio into a DVR. It is a game changer. Everybody loves it. Football season is here. Basketball season is here. Hockey season is here. You're going to want to make Dave & Buster's in Hollywood your sports watching headquarters. I talk about this all the time. On top of the dozens of flat screen and projection TVs that are already there, Dave & Buster's now has a 42-foot TV. 42-foot TV. Imagine watching football on a 42-foot screen. Imagine watching Miami-Milwaukee tomorrow night basketball on a 42-foot screen. I mean, this is sports heaven we're talking about. For every Miami game, you got Miami at noon tomorrow up at Pitt. For every Miami game, college and pro, Monday night, obviously, you're going to need to be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. It's between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95. They got happy hour where cocktails are half price. That's Monday through Friday from 4 till 7. So it is going on right now during happy hour. They've got bar bites for only $5, Mexican street corn quesadillas, Asian chicken wonton nachos, Bavarian pretzels, loaded pot stickers, and guacamole and chips. And you could check out all kinds of great specials all football season long. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. I'm telling you, that is the place that you want to watch football and basketball and hockey. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. It's between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza. Dave & Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. That's going to bring to a close one of the better weeks of radio you will ever hear on local South Florida radio. John Beeson today, if you missed him, was awesome. If you're a Miami Hurricanes fan, John Beeson, former Hurricanes with the ACC Network now, he was on with us. In fact, you could use that radio.com rewind feature right now and go back to 4 o'clock, so just an hour and 50 minutes ago, and you can listen to the John Beeson interview. He was excellent. Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com, he never disappoints. Not even today. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post was with us. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, he was on with us today as well. And again, you can use the radio.com rewind feature and listen to anything that you missed. All right, we got everything covered, Solana?
We're Gucci.
We're Gucci. All right, everybody have a great and safe weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.
You suck. Your mama sucks, bitch. That's what I'd say back to him.
Wow, what just happened there? Why would you pay for lunch? Excuse me. That's what
good?
I get for eating a snack mix right before I do a commercial.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, you need, need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.